Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
The most honest thing you have ever heard on CNN. Wait. Did you just say the word CNN and honesty in the same sentence? I did. I did it for a reason. Finally, a segment on CNN where someone outs the truth about the liberals' real agenda. You know they can't stand freedom and liberty and all. Wait till you see this. I've got that. I've also got a Wall Street Journal story about how the left is now graduating. First attack our politics, then attack through the court system. When that doesn't work out, go to tactic number three. We'll talk about that today. Loaded show. Thousands of my listeners, you know this, have secured their internet using a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino today and secure your internet. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Before we get right to it, it is Friday, so producer Joe, in your worst 1960s game show voice, please tell us what day it is.
It's Friday!
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, you producer Joe, for that 1960s game show voice. Appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, loaded show. It is Good Friday, very solemn day on the Christian calendar.
Yep.
Acknowledging the crucifixion and death of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, preparing for Easter Sunday this Sunday. So happy Easter, because I won't see you all on Sunday. Let's get right to the show. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Again, at first glance, it seems all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on that private mode in your browser, right? Wrong. Don't trust the big tech guys who created that browser with solutions to your online privacy. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you ever visited, and they can sell your data to advertisers. That's a big no-no. That's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. ExpressVPN makes sure your ISP and third-party trackers can't see your online activity and location. How does it do it? By rerouting your connection to a secure encrypted server. In fact, ExpressVPN protects all your data, regardless of whether you're using Cognito mode or not. ExpressVPN is you covered with easy-to-use apps for computers and mobile devices, so you can use the internet in confidence. All you have to do is tap one button, and you are protected. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market. That's why they're rated number one by CNET and Wired. So protect your online activity today with the VPN I trust to keep my activity private. Visit expressvpn.com/Bongino, and you get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino to learn more. Go today. All right, Joe, let's go.
All right.
Here we go. The most honest thing ever said on CNN. CNN, known for misinformation, the PP tape, the collusion hoax, various other hoaxes, the Chris Cuomo oversized Q-tip he showed with his brother Andrew Cuomo making fun of Governor Cuomo's big nose on television, one of the weirdest segments I've ever seen. Well, Chris Cuomo had a guest on, a Dr. Leanna Wen. She is an MD from what I know. And she was on the network, and this was March 10th, but this segment is getting a whole lot of, let's say, publicity and not the good kind. I don't know how this one slipped past the goalie on March 10th, because people are starting to spread this around. It is the one thing, one moment of honesty you've finally seen on CNN. Listen to Dr. Leanna Wen explain the real theory behind the shutdowns and why you can't open up right now. Check this little gemski out.
There are many more people, millions of people, who for whatever reason have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them. And we need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. And I fear a situation of coming into the fall where we never reach herd immunity. And then we get hit by the next surge of COVID-19 in the fall, something that we could have prevented if we just got people vaccinated now.
Is that a gem or what? Is that not a sparkling gem or what? Ooh. She just says the quiet part out loud. How fantastic is that? And by fantastic, I mean not fantastic. She finally admits what the true agenda is. We'll be really afraid if people go out and start enjoying freedoms again. Blaze has an article up. It'll be in my newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. CNN analyst urges Biden administration to tie vaccinations to Americans, quote, freedoms. If everything is reopened, what's the carrot going to be? Now it all makes sense, ladies and gentlemen. Now we've got it. Here it is. Here it is. Because some of you who are rational out there, you're like, why would governors of big states continue to crush the economic livelihoods of the businesses in their state and the citizens that vote for them if the lockdowns have been shown pretty conclusively now to not be effective at stopping the virus? Matter of fact, Texas has reopened and dropped their mask mandate, and cases in Texas are dropping dramatically. So if that were the case, you would think to yourself, if you were a rational person, and I know many liberals are not, you would say, well, why shouldn't other states open up then? If these lockdowns are not stopping this virus and Texas reopened and we've seen evidence of cases after the reopening of Texas going down, why wouldn't we do that too? Because the left has always, always hated freedom and liberty. Always. We've been covering this topic over the last few days, and now you see it. Now, folks, that may seem on its face like the most obvious statement in the history of the Dan Bongino Show. But believe me, I'm going to go into some more detail about why this matters. The left has always been at war with liberty and freedom because liberty and freedom is a zero-sum game. Does everybody get this? You can't have a big government that has political power over your life while you're still free. Think about it. Think about it in terms of tangible, almost touchable material things. Money, healthcare, education, spots in a school, right? Either you're free to spend your money or the government takes it and taxes it away. What's the conservative position? What's the liberal one? The conservative position is we believe in economic freedom and liberty. We should pay as little taxes as possible to support a constitutional role of government, and we should be able to enjoy the fruits of our own labor. That's the conservative position. What's the liberal position? It's not your money. It doesn't matter if taxes are effective for growing an economy or not. We want your money. Shut your pie hole, losers. That's the left's position. Showing you it's zero sum. You can't be free with a big government. Either big government has power over you or you have power over your own life. Period. Full stop. Same thing with your healthcare choices. Either you control where you go to the doctor and who cracks your chest open, God forbid you have a medical emergency, or the government tells you where to go. Those two things cannot coexist. Either you choose or they choose. The left has been at war with your liberty and freedom, real liberty and freedom, your real economic and your real healthcare choices for centuries now. Centuries. School choice. You either believe parents can send their kids to the school they choose or the government mandates what school you go to. Period. Those two things cannot coexist. Conservatives believe you pick. Lefties think, go to the damn public school. Keep your mouth shut, deplorable, smelly Walmart loser. The left has been at war with your freedom forever. How does this relate to the segment with the doctor I just showed you? Because whether the doctor knows it or not, she's being used by leftists because the left has a hard time legislating away your civil liberties. Again, they're at war with your liberty. You can't be free at the same time you exist under the power of a big government. It's either their power over your money, healthcare, and education, or it's yours. The left has been itching to get its mitts on your economic, healthcare, and school choice freedom forever. They're always looking for a way to do it. So they've had three ways of doing it. They've tried it through raw political power, voting people into office who vote away your money, vote away your healthcare freedom, and vote away your power to pick where your kids go to school. They've tried it through the courts, suing people, suing landowners to take away their land rights through environmental laws. That's method number two. Those two have been mildly successful, in some cases very successful, but not successful enough because the left sees your freedom and liberty like a big, juicy apple pie. They're like, yes, give me more of that pie. Give me all of it. I want everything. So what they haven't been able to advance politically and through the courts, they figured out tactic number three. What's option three? Wrote it down right here. Notes, baby, notes. Let's use the crisis and boycott pressure on corporations to whittle away your freedoms and liberty. What better way to do it? And now you see this doctor, whether she knows it or not, talking about the dirty little secret that the shutdowns were a way and are a way right now to incentivize you to do something. And believe me, I'm using incentivize with the dreaded air quotes. Incentivize you to do something you may or may not want to do. Get a vaccine. Notice how tactic one, forcing you by law to get a vaccine probably won't work. Suing you through the courts to get a vaccine probably won't work either. So the left has figured out if they use their emergency powers under the pandemic to make you do things you don't want to do, that they'll get away with it. Hence a shutdown of the economy. And notice what she says. If we allow people to open up and enjoy freedoms, she's terrified that they may forget about the virus for a little while and start living normal lives or not have it at the front of their cerebral cortex the entire time. We don't live like that during flu season. Everybody goes out, realizes there's a threat of the flu and goes out and lives their lives. They want you afraid all the time. The pandemic has to be right in the front, tattooed on your cerebral cortex, okay? And they're afraid if you go out and start living your life normally again, going to the movies, going to restaurants and enjoy it, you'll say, gosh, that was good. I enjoyed being free. I get the risk of this virus, but I enjoyed being free. They're terrified. And she says the quiet part out loud. If we let people open up and enjoy their lives again, then we won't have that fear anymore. And there'll be no incentive to make them do something they may not want to do, which is get the vaccine. Verdict is in. Thank you, Dr. Leanna Wen. Thanks for saying the quiet part out loud. Really appreciate that. So liberals know this. Liberals know it's tough to pass laws that violate people's civil liberties and the Bill of Rights. It's not impossible. They've done it before. I mean, it was Democrats down south who were all about Jim Crow. That's a fact, by the way. Uncomfortable historical moment, but true. Those were Southern Democrats who did that. So it's not impossible for the Democrats to enact laws that attack people's civil liberties and the rights enshrined in the Bill of Rights, but granted by God, the Creator. So I told you they had three paths to attack your liberty. Political path, the legal path through the courts, and option three, using the crisis and corporate pressure to attack your liberties. So let's go through one by one. What's the problem they're having with the political path? Well, there are a couple things in their way, because remember, the left's always engaged in a 30-front war, always. The left never stops. This is why you can never give up. The left never, ever, ever stops. They never take a day off, ever. The day after Donald Trump won, they were out there with the pink hats doing their thing. That's why we can never stop either. But using the political path to whittle away your civil liberties and freedoms, there are obstacles there. And what are those obstacles? The filibuster in the U.S. Senate, which stops them from passing horrible legislation. They're attacking that. And GOP state governors like Ron DeSantis and others who have opened up their states, Greg Abbott and others, and allowed economic freedom to thrive again, even in the midst of a pandemic. Did you notice both of those things are under attack? You think that's by accident? Ron DeSantis, ruthlessly attacked every day by the media and the left. The filibuster, now it's racist to filibuster legislation. Did you see that? So the Democrats attack everywhere all the time. Number two, they attack through the courts, through lawsuits. Why is there an obstacle there? Because of President Trump, who appointed close to 300 federal judges, I believe. That court route has been foreclosed upon. So they're at option three. Use the crisis, which Dr. Leanna Wen again said out loud, and then pressure corporations. Well, let's talk about this corporate pressure tactic, because this has been working, sadly, swimmingly well for them. The great Kim Strassel has an article in the Wall Street Journal opinion section today you need to see. It's been getting a lot of attention. It's called Corporate America's Big Lie, talking about the Georgia voter integrity measure, which now the left, taking option three, using corporate pressure, is desperate to stop, because they know if voter ID is implemented through the mail, they know they won't be able to cheat. And Democrats love to cheat. That's their thing. It's the only reason they hate voter ID. By the way, if there was ever a time to advance the parallel economy, to get away from these leftist, disgusting corporations, which want nothing more than a woke America, which will be the end of America if you listen to yesterday's show. Thanks for the great feedback on yesterday's show, by the way, with the KGB defector. I appreciate that. If there's ever a time for a parallel economy, it's now, to get away from these lunatics. These corporations are screwing us over. Here's the first screenshot from this piece where she talks about the leftists, again, employing this corporate pressure tactic because their political and court route has been foreclosed off, or there are obstacles there, the filibuster and GOP state governors. So they're just going to pressure corporations to screw all of us over. And we need to fight back. Here's screenshot number one. Mr. Bastian, who's one of the CEOs here, I think is that the Delta guy, has plenty of company in the C-suites. Some 72 black executives, including the CEO of Merck, I got a question for him in a minute, and a former CEO of American Express, signed an open letter calling on corporate colleagues to fight undemocratic and un-American GOP efforts across the states to, quote, assault the fundamental tenets of our democracy. Coca-Cola, Microsoft, and Apple chimed in, and dozens more are readying outrage press releases. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to give these companies the double-barreled middle finger. They are talking about the Georgia voter integrity law. They know zero, nothing about it. It is all lies. These companies can't stand you. I strongly encourage you to put these people on your do not buy list. You don't believe me? Here is the CEO of the sugar water specialists at Coke. Never drink their garbage anyway. But here is the CEO of Coke on, was it CNBC? Talking about how he's going to fight publicly against this Georgia law, which expands, you hear me, leftists? Expands the ability to vote and just makes it harder to cheat. Here's the CEO of Coke saying, no, they don't like that. I guess they want it, what? They want it easier to cheat? Check this out.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity. And this is frankly just a step backwards. We have spent many decades promoting within Georgia a better society and a better environment for business, and this is a step backwards. And we're very clear on that, and our position remains the same. This legislation is wrong and needs to be remedied, and we will continue to advocate for it, both in private and now even more clearly in public.
Man, what would we do without the CEO of Coca-Cola? I mean, gosh, the CEO of Coca-Cola, he knows so much about legislation to enforce voter integrity measures. He's a real expert. Apparently, they're not even experts on Coke. Remember the new Coke debacle, Joe? You remember that? Remember New Coke? They
sure
weren't
do.
Even experts on Coca-Cola. And now we're supposed to take the CEO of Coke's word on voter integrity legislation in Georgia because they're so good at this. I'll get to Coca-Cola in a minute, too. What hypocrite frauds this company is. But that's not it. Remember what I told you we're going to talk about today? Option three for the Democrats to attack your freedom and liberty. Use the pandemic to go after people. And secondly, use corporate pressure. The Democrats are loving this because corporations are full of stupid people in the boardroom. Wall Street Journal, back to Kim Strassel's piece. Quote, Nancy Pelosi couldn't be more thrilled. Democrats and the activist left have long honed their techniques for intimidating corporations. They successfully pressured companies into withdrawing contributions from free market groups, into embracing a climate change agenda, and into refraining from political contributions, into adopting new social media investment criteria as well. Folks, listen, Republicans out there, it's time to dump these big business folks. It's time to get away from purchasing from Amazon, support local businesses, stop buying Coke. You understand we are, listen to what I said yesterday on the show with the seven segments from the KGB defector, Yuri Bezmenov, talking about the destruction of the United States from the inside out. These companies are populated by morons, by useful idiots sitting in boardrooms, contributing to the political division of America instead of doing what they supposedly do best, selling sugar water in Coke's case. Just stop buying their stuff. Stop buying their stuff. I understand you're not going to be able to boycott everyone at the same time. I get it. It's hard for us to. There are certain contracts we can't even get out of. But we do our best, and you should too. Pick one or two. You don't have to do all of them. No one's asking you to bear that entire burden. But take a few of them. Major League Baseball wants to pull out of Atlanta, and they decide because of the Georgia voter integrity legislation, you should never buy another piece of goods, anything at all, a ticket, a jersey, nothing that has the MLB insignia on it. Pick a local independently. Go to their games instead. Folks, the fight is here. The fight's now. There's no more ducking it. No more. Here's a tweet from The Verge. Here's Microsoft. Microsoft says the controversial Georgia law will unfairly restrict the rights of people to vote. Microsoft has no evidence that's true at all. None. Zero. And yet this is a, near trillion-dollar company populated, again, by wokeitarians on their board who don't know squat. They're just lying to you. So what's the truth about the voter ID, voter integrity measure in Georgia? Because you've been lied to by corporate America. You know what? I'll get to that in a second. Let me get to my my second sponsor. And I'm going to tell you the truth about it because, again, you're being lied to. I can't say to you enough, it is now time to build a parallel economy. Let these wokeitarian companies, full of idiots on their board, let them rot. There's nothing we should be doing as Republicans to defend these idiots. They want to deal with the Chinese Communist Party overseas while lying about good Americans here at home who just want free and fair elections. Let them rot with the Chinese Communist Party. I'm really sorry, but that is true. All right, I'll give you the truth about the Georgia law in a minute. I'll show you something interesting about Coca-Cola. I'm sure they don't want out there. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Relief Band. Do you know that a third of Americans regularly suffer from nausea? Listen, you know, I had the issue. Obviously, the chemotherapy makes you pretty nauseous. This was my Relief Band. This got me through it. I would have been lost without it. My wife actually uses it now. Still, she gets nausea when she gets migraines. That's why I've always been excited about our partner ever since I got him, Relief Band. Relief Band's the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. The product's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and provides all-natural relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. You just turn it on with the power button, and then you just turn up or turn down a degree right there. It's that simple. It works for me the minute you hit the power button. The technology was developed in hospitals 20 years ago to relieve nausea from patients, but now it's available to the masses. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels back to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks that signal that the brain is sending to your stomach, telling you you're sick. It blocks it. Relief Band's the only over-the-counter wearable device that's been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting. I would not have made it through without this. Really, an amazing, amazing tool for fighting nausea. Ensure nausea is never the reason to miss out on life's important moments. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for the Dan Bongino Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code Bongino, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code Bongino and get 20% off. You're going to love this. It's a great product. Don't want to lose it. So put it over there. So folks, what's the truth about the law in Georgia that woke, lying, disingenuous, anti-American, anti-free and fair election CEOs have decided to speak out about. Yes, that's true. Well, here's the truth about it from the Kim Strassel piece. She says, thus, the sight of the nation's top business leaders monotonously reciting a fact-free narrative. As they know, state legislatures are moving to reaffirm longstanding rules and restore confidence in elections that were arbitrarily remade during COVID. ID requirements are no more racist at the ballot box than on a Delta flight. Great point, Kim. Delta CEO speaking out against voter ID. Don't you need an ID to get on a flight? That must be racist. Some 36 states have these voter ID laws, and they've been upheld by the Supreme Court. It isn't Jim Crow to codify the use of the ad hoc drop boxes that sprung up last year. That's right. The Georgia law expanded and put into law the use of drop boxes. It isn't voter suppression to reaffirm that activists aren't allowed to approach voters in line to solicit votes with gifts. Contrary to urban legend, the Georgia law allows poll workers to provide water. The Georgia law expands voting, adding early voting on more weekends and providing additional equipment and poll workers in larger precincts. Please explain to me what's racist about that. The answer is none of it. You're making it up, and leftists know if they attach the urban legend of racism to this law that stupid corporate CEOs will pile right on because they have no fear of their customers. Because I hate to say it, we've not done a good job fighting back. Folks, I'm really sorry. I love Coca-Cola. You may say, that's fine. Love what you want. I'm not here to tell you what to drink or not drink. I'm not a leftist totalitarian. But my gosh, we have got to get better at this solidarity thing. We have got to get better at this. I don't know any easy way to tell you this. I am not here to be a downer on Friday. I am not here to upset you, but I'm here to tell you the truth. Until we get better at targeted collective action, I know it's not in our nature. It's not. We're individualists. We're entrepreneurs. We believe in individual liberty as conservatives and libertarians. It's not like us to want to take orders from other. We believe in, yes, I'm going to do it because I'm me and I'm going to work my butt off and I'm going to get ahead. The left does not think that way. They are the Borg from Star Trek. They think with a hive mind. It makes their ability to act collectively easier because it's their instinct to take orders. It's not ours. But we have to strategically get better and learn to act collectively like they do, or this is going to continue to happen. Somebody needs to make an example out of Coca-Cola and these corporate enterprises that are attacking our right to free and fair elections. And how do we do it? We start today by spreading this around. Here's the Coca-Cola company. This is from their own website. They have an annual meeting of share owners. All right. So there's an FAQ there. Do I need to register to attend the 2020 annual meeting? Guy was kind enough to highlight what the process looks like. So remember, just to be clear, folks, leave this up, Guy, if you don't mind for a moment. Coca-Cola has already stated a voter ID to vote, presenting a photo ID, is definitely racist. Because this is really weird. At their shareholder meeting FAQs, it says a valid photo ID and admission ticket is required to gain admission to the meeting. Joe, that must be racist. That's got to be by their own standard. Joe confirms. Definitely yes. Racist. Definitely. Not. Matter of fact, this is even more racist. Because at least in Georgia, you need either a photo ID or you can use a utility bill or a social security number. You have multiple options. It doesn't say anything about an admission ticket to vote. Coca-Cola, you need a valid photo ID only and an admission ticket. They are extra racist. Be a real shame, folks, if you spread that around on your Facebook pages, that screen cap. It's at rumble.com/Bongino. If you want to take a little screenshot of it, be a real shame if you spread that around. Now, I've always told you the left's insistence that voter ID is racist is actually racist itself. It's really racist. Yep. Voter ID is not racist at all. Insisting that black voters are too stupid to get an ID to vote, I'm pretty sure is racist. Joe, can I just get a confirmation on that? Oh. Is that racist?
Racist, yes.
Definitely just checking. insisting black voters are too stupid to get a license or an ID or produce a utility bill or a social security number to vote, that's pretty racist. I'm sure of it. Now, you doubt me that liberals are racist at heart? Oh, is this tweet hilariously stupid? Here's Mark Elias, noted Democrat operative and attorney who works for the Democrat Party often in various capacities and fights against voter ID everywhere. So Mark E. Elias on his social media account is trying to make the case again that liberals apparently are too stupid to get an ID to vote. This tweet is real. This is not a joke. So he puts on his Twitter account, he has an image of a Georgia's driver's license. I'll get to the image in a sec. You got to watch this on Rumble. Rumble.com/Bongino. It's 1,000 times funnier when you see it, but I'll explain it to you for you audio listeners. In his tweet, he has an image of a Georgia license. And he says, the new Georgia law will require voters to submit ID to vote by mail. If they use their driver's license, they need to provide the driver's license number. And he says this image with two arrows. And he says, one of the two numbers pictured on this Georgia license is correct. If they put the other, it will be rejected. Are you sure you would pick the right one? If you're watching the show on Rumble, you're like, this can't be real. He has two arrows of a Georgia picture and a Georgia license, a sample license. And he's like, are you sure you'd pick the right one if you needed to pick your driver's license number? One of the arrows literally points to a line that says DL number. Folks, do you understand? Again, I've been the theme all week to liberals. Why are you so dumb? Here's how you know, Mark Elias, what your driver's license number is. You go to the one that says driver's license number. That's always a dead giveaway. Oh, this isn't a real tweet. This is how stupid Mark Elias thinks you are if you are a black resident of Georgia. That you're looking at, I don't have my wallet on me. That when you're looking at your driver's license, you will accidentally pick the wrong number, not the number that actually says driver's license number. This is how stupid they think you are. This isn't the soft bigotry of low expectations, as George W. Bush used to say about education standards. This is the hard bigotry of real racism right here. That Mark Elias, if you are black, thinks you are so stupid that you can't figure out that DL number means driver's license number on your driver's license. I thought it stood for dirty laundry number. Gosh, I totally screwed that up. Dirty laundry. These people think you're morons. And you continue to fall for it. Well, folks, as I said, we can expose them and start to fight back, and we are. Matter of fact, we should take advice from the First Lady, Jill Biden. Jill Biden was out yesterday, and Jill Biden said in Spanish, yes, we can, talking about the fight. Check this out.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
There you go. Take advice from Joe Biden. Yes, we can. That's Spanish for yes, we can. It's actually not any language I know of. It's not si se puede. It's si se puede. I learned a little bit of Spanish in high school. Paula happens to be Colombian. Spanish is actually your native language. Guy speaks like 7,000 languages and has a familiarity with Spanish. And I checked with Guy and Paula. And yes, we can in Spanish is si se puede, not si se puede. So maybe we shouldn't take advice from Jill Biden about yes, we can. Si se puede. What exactly puede is, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's one of those like languages made up for Star Wars or whatever it was, but that's not a real thing, si se puede. Dude, that's at least the double Muttley. Come on. Do the right thing. Step up. That's a minimum of a double Muttley. Don't let me down. Come on. Say Broadway. What is he? I'm not even kidding. Paul is a native speaker Spanish, not a joke. I'm shaving in my bathroom and I play this out loud. I don't even tell her what it is. She doesn't know it's Joe Biden. She goes, what the hell is that? I go, that's Spanish. She's like, it is? That would be like, it's supposed to mean yes, we can. That would be like if you're an English speaker and I played for you somewhere when someone says, yes, we come on. You'd be like, what the hell's that? No, it's English for yes, we can. No, it's yes, we can. That's what that sounded like to Paula. Si se puede. There's no such thing as si se puede. But in English, yes, we can start the fight back. Sorry, just a little comic interlude. It's Friday. I don't want to bombard you. I had to get that clip in there somehow. And here, you want a little inside baseball with the show? I've had that clip now for a couple days, and I cannot figure out a way to get it in the show. And this is the only way I could do it. I had to stick it in there. It's just my choice. Editor's choice. We can fight back on a serious note. Back to serious stuff. Turn the humor now down. Fox Business in my newsletter today. The Georgia House votes to strip Delta of tax break after the CEO criticized voting law. Nice. 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 Sorry, clapping's getting harder with my bad elbows. Very nice. Very nice. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian wants to lie about the law. Good. We don't owe you anything. You getting little tax breaks in Georgia? Oh, Dan, we're all for economic liberty. We are. We're also for free and fair elections. And if the Delta CEO wants to lie about the Georgia election law and promote political and racial division in America by lying about it, then we shouldn't fly Delta and we should strip their tax breaks too. What are we supposed to feel bad for them? Don't cry for me, Argentina. Stealing the line from a socialist herself. Don't cry for, not interested. Not interested, Delta. You think we're going to defend you when you throw America under the bus? You fly to China, right? You do business. Are you boycotting China? No, we can't do that. They fly to a country that doesn't have elections, China. You know, communism, no elections, political force. You get that whole thing? They fly right in there, right in there. No problem at all. Yet you have a bill in Georgia that expands voter eligibility and voting opportunities, expands it. And yeah, the CEO is piling on Americans. Okay, we can fight back too. Good for you, Georgia House. I encourage Brian Kemp to sign that one stat. And then when Delta says, we're going to move out, every Republican governor should say, don't come here. You can go to the liberal states. No, I'm dead serious. Every Republican governor in the country should tell them, don't come here. Take your business up to New York and California, where your shareholders will have to pay the taxes there. Go there, make that your hub. We don't want you either. I'm not kidding. Dan, that's going to cost jobs. It's costing us our country. It's already costing jobs. Because we lost an election, and now we have a guy in office that's going to shred the economy with tax hikes. It's already costing jobs. Now we try to clean up our election process, and the Delta CEO all of a sudden is a political activist. Let him be a political activist in Illinois, New York, and Chicago. I'm sure they'd love it. Send them right up there for the hub. They can pay the taxes. Too bad. I know some of you won't like that. I'm sorry. I'm sticking to my guns on that. It's time we all manned up here. Here's where fighting back number two, story number two. Georgia House fights back. Hat tip to Laura Trump, who's taking no guff whatsoever from the big tech communists. So I don't know if you heard this story, but President Trump interviewed with his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. And the big tech companies, Facebook and others, decided to ban the interview. Well, what happened? Hundreds of thousands flocked to Rumble to watch Trump interview censored by big tech, by Reclaim the Net. This will be in my newsletter too, Tom Parker. I am an investor in Rumble. And it's just kind of funny to watch how they think they're going to continue to keep the thumb on free speech in America and we're not going to fight back. The parallel economy's flourishing, folks. Rumble, We can thank YouTube for our success. Rumble is exploding. Thousands of new content creators. Millions of hours of new video being uploaded to Rumble as people escape Facebook and YouTube. The number one competitor to these dopes. All thanks to YouTube's tyranny. All right, let me get to my third sponsor. On the other side of this, I want to get to this just incredible snippet of video from the disgraced Hunter Biden. Now, again, going back to, I don't even want to say too much, but you got to watch the video. Just the media is in full defense mode for Hunter Biden now, and I'll tell you why. It's important. Our final sponsor today, our friends at Helix Sleep. What makes Helix Sleep mattresses different? They have a quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete. It matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you, not for someone else. With Helix, here's what you get. A mattress you know will be perfect for the way you sleep. Folks, this is a pretty revolutionary idea. What do? We go to mattress stores. We pick out a mattress that was made for someone else, not with Helix. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that. They have several different mattress models to choose from. They have a soft, medium, and firm mattress. Mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. And even a Helix Plus Size mattress for plus size sleepers. They have many, many variations. I took the Helix Sleep Quiz. I was matched to the Midnight and Luxe mattress because I wanted to feel like I was sleeping on a cloud. That's why. And I love it. It's been awesome getting unboxing videos from many people who found the Helix mattress of your dreams. If you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz. Order the mattress you are matched to. The mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever need to waste your time in a mattress store again. I love my Helix Sleep mattress. I need it. I am up super early now. I need to sleep good. But don't take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dan. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. You will. And because they're a great company, they offer exclusive discounts for military, first responders, teachers, and students. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to this website, helixsleep.com/Dan, H-E-L-I-X. helixsleep.com/Dan, helixsleep.com/Dan. Go today. You will not regret it. All right. Getting back to the show. So I saw this interview pop this morning. I mean, this Hunter Biden. Does this guy have any dignity left? He goes on this, morning show or something. I saw this popping on social media. And the laptop story is up again. The laptop story. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop. Just play this cut on the other side as I come back and I'll explain to you how ridiculously stupid this is. Check this out.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
I don't even know what to say to this. So you know the story, right? Hunter Biden, disgraced son of now President Joe Biden. He drops his laptop off at a laptop store. On there are a variety of suspicious emails indicating that he was taking payoffs from foreign governments and some emails indicating that he was passing money up to the big guy, believed to be his father, according to multiple people involved in the deal. His father is now the president, taking allegations he's taking payoffs from foreign governments, enemies of the United States. Also on the laptop, absolutely disgusting images from what I'm hearing. And again, I've said this to you, a lot of you people are asking me, Dan, why don't you talk about the Hunter laptop story? You teased that something was coming. I did, because a trusted source of mine apparently has seen the images on the laptop. I have not. What this person has told me is that they are disgusting. Apparently Hannity's seen them too, because he mentioned it the other night when I was on the show. The images I'm hearing are horrendous. Now, what's particularly grotesque about that short sound video clip we just played is Hunter Biden's like, well, could it be my laptop? Oh, I don't know. We have the receipt. I took notes on this receipt. That's why I had to black stuff out. This is the Hunter Biden receipt. This is the receipt. Bill 2, Hunter Biden from the Mac shop. Signed by Hunter Biden. How many times do we have to give the analogy of the Austin Powers movie? Remember Austin Powers with the, what is it, the Australian penis pump? When he wakes up and they're giving him back his property and they're like, Mr. Powers, turning you back your property. Here is an Australian penis pump. He's like, that's not mine, baby. And they're like, one receipt for Australian penis pump signed by Austin Powers. He's like, baby, that's not mine. And then the third part, one video, how to use Australian penis pump by Austin Powers. He's like, baby, that's not my thing. It's a receipt. Look, it's the receipt signed by Hunter Biden. Look, look, sign Hunter Biden. Bill to Hunter Biden for the laptop. What's the mystery? Where is the media on this? Just show him the receipt. Are you guys ever interested at all in doing actual journalisming? Just show him the receipt. Hunter Biden signature for laptop. Do we need a video? How to use my laptop by Hunter Biden. That's not mine, baby. That's some. Just show him the receipt. Why are they hiding this laptop? Because again, what I'm hearing from a source is it is beyond horrendous, the imagery on that laptop. I'm waiting just like you are. I'm not hiding anything from you. That's all I have. But the source is pretty darn good and has never steered me wrong. Now, Hunter Biden needs an out because when the imagery on the laptop goes public, he's just going to say, that's not mine, baby. Even though we have the receipt of his signature dropping off the same laptop. So, of course, NPR, which it's absolutely hilarious we fund these idiots. Here's an article on NPR by Ron Elving, who should never write again, ever, after humiliating himself. So Hunter Biden has a book out. Beautiful things. Well, not what I'm hearing is on the laptop. That's not so beautiful. Hunter Biden's memoir, Beautiful Things, seeks to tell just where he's been. After these pictures, I don't want to know where he's been, and you shouldn't either. So Ron Elving writes this review, and incredibly, look at what he writes, just blatantly running with misinformation. He says in his piece at NPR, the laptop story was discredited by U.S. intelligence and independent investigations by news organizations. What is he just made that up? This is your tax dollars funding an operation by a guy who just made that up. So when conservatives saw that and started highlighting it, notice NPR had to run a little correction. A previous version of the story said U.S. intelligence had discredited the laptop story. U.S. intelligence officials have not made a statement to that effect. Worst correction ever. We have the receipt, dude. Are you, oh my gosh, are you people blind? Ron Elving, are you this stupid? There's an FBI case opened right now about the laptop. We have the receipt with Hunter's signature. Thank God for the Washington Examiner. Story will be in the newsletter today. Washington Examiner. Was this Beckett Adams who wrote this? NPR promotes flat-out falsehood regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story. Here's screenshot number one. The feds have already confirmed this, folks. Poor Guy. Got this guy like, yeah, you need to be an octopus with like eight tentacles. I got him doing everything almost. Quote, federal law enforcement officials and other government officials have confirmed the authenticity of the documents reportedly retrieved from the laptop. Does someone want to tell Ron Elving from NPR? Anyone? Guy, can you get him on the phone? Someone? Anyone? Paula? Get him on the phone, Paula. Does someone want to tell Ron that? Screenshot number two from the Washington Examiner piece. Again, be in the newsletter today. Hunter Biden revealed later in December 2020 that he's under federal investigation. The FBI, the IRS, and federal prosecutors in Delaware are reviewing his overseas business activities for possible tax and money laundering violations. You know, why the media makes me want to retch every single day of my life? Folks, we had the FBI case number listed on the receipt they took from the laptop store owner that had Hunter's laptop. We had the FBI case number before the election. I did a show on it telling you if there's an FBI case number, it means they opened a case, which means they probably authenticated the material. And everybody ignored it because the media had a cover for their God, their new Messiah, Joe Biden. It's really gross. Now, I mean, saying the media's in the tank for the left is the most self, it's not even a show material anymore. But rarely do the media come out and admit that they're in the tank for the left. Well, someone came out and finally said, again, the quiet part out loud. Notice the theme today, the quiet part out loud. Dr. Leanna Wen in the beginning says the quiet part out loud about why we really have government shutdowns right now. Here's Lester Holt from NBC talking about his view of journalism, how they don't need to be fair anymore because don't worry, folks, they know the truth. Despite the fact that when we had the truth, there's an FBI case number about Hunter, they totally avoided the truth. But here's Lester Holt talking about basically why the media is in the tank for the left. Check this out.
The unprecedented attacks on the press in this period, I'm sure, will fill plenty of books and be studied in classrooms, maybe even here. But I have a few early observations I'll share about where this moment brings us and what we can learn. Number one is, I think it's become clearer that fairness is overrated. Well, before you run off and tweet that headline, let me explain a bit. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. That the sun sets in the west is a fact. Any contrary view does not deserve our time or attention. Now, I know recent events assure that you won't have to look far to find more current and relevant examples. I think you get my point. Decisions to not give unsupported arguments equal time are not a dereliction of journalistic responsibility or some kind of agenda. In fact, it's just the opposite. Providing an open platform for misinformation, for anyone to come say whatever they want, especially when issues of public health and safety are at stake, can be quite dangerous. Our duty is to be fair to the truth. Holding those in power accountable is at the core of our function and responsibility.
This is total clown time now. You know, so he says that the sun, where the sun rises is a fact and where it sets. Okay. Rises in the east, sets in the west. I see it every morning. That is a fact. I live near the water. It's always a pleasure every morning to see God's creation. You know what else was a fact? That the FBI had a case number, and so did the media, on the Hunter Biden laptop before the election. But not only did you not hear that fact from Lester and his pals, the New York Post ran a story on it and got banned from Twitter. You know what was also a fact that I'm assuming Lester and his buddies at NBC knew all along? That Christopher Steele, during the Trump presidency, at least, was working for the Democrat Party, and they still promoted the pee-pee tape and the collusion hoax. That was a fact, too. Kind of like where the sun rises and sets. Rise east, sets west. We didn't hear much about that from Lester. These people are clowns. And the fact that they do what they do under the guise of they're doing it for your public good is almost tragically hilarious. That Lester, whose network has lied to you repeatedly and hid information to obscure the truth, now is running as some kind of Knight of the Round Table for truth and freedom is just absolutely hilarious. I hate to play this cut again, but it's worth it. Here is one cut we played from yesterday's show, which, thank you for the feedback, was tremendous, talking about the plot to destroy the United States from the inside out. But here's this, a replay of one segment of the interview with Yuri Bezmenov, a KGB defector, where he talks about how Marxists knew they could destroy the United States from the inside out. And by doing so, they wanted to make people immune to facts. And they are immune to facts. There's nothing you can tell them, Lester Holt and others, to see the truth, while they think they're telling you the truth. Check this out.
The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in the in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
You can show Lester the Hunter Biden laptop, FBI receipts paying Christopher Steele, receipts from a Clinton-paid law firm to Christopher Steele. It doesn't matter. None of it will ever get through. Lester's got a narrative. Lester thinks he's at the tip of the spear for truth and freedom. There's nothing you can tell him to get him to change his mind, because the population's been entirely demoralized and crushed from the inside out on grotesque misinformation campaigns. All right, let me get to one last story. And just one quick note. My friend Steve Dace has a really awesome book out. You haven't read a lot of books, and I've been tied up in contracts and preparation for my show. But I got through this one fast. This is a one-day job. Fauci and Bargain by Steve Dace. And you want to talk about a book that just breaks down the Fauci issue in America and the misinformation campaign we've been subjected to by many, then the bureaucracy. Check this book out, Fauci and Bargain by Steve Dace and Todd Erzin. I think it's number one in the bookstores right now, and it's for a reason. Really, really good book, Fauci and Bargain. Check this out. This is an eye-opener. Very good. Well done, Steve Dace. All right, my last story. Ladies and gentlemen, Amnesty is back. It's back. Amnesty's back. I didn't hear anything. You're hearing it now. This is a must-read article in my newsletter today. Again, bongino.com/newsletter. Washington Examiner. You may not have heard about this, but border crossers, illegally, by the way, are getting 1-year renewable amnesty and a Social Security card. Really? Paul Bedard, Washington Examiner. Oh, yeah, really. I'll be filling in for Jesse Waters this weekend on his show. I'll be talking to Tom Homan about exactly this. So what's happening here? Maybe we should ask our legislators about this. DHS is providing many of these immigrants with an administrative document titled an Order of Release on Recognizance. Get a load of this. It grants them the legal right to be present inside the United States. You might be thinking to yourself, a law passed? Some amnesty law? No, no, no law. According to two such documents that immigrants on the buses agreed to share with the writer. These require the immigrants to self-report to a deportation officer in their destination cities by a specific date provided. I'm sure they're all going to do that. Here's another one. You ever heard of this interim notice authorizing parole? I hadn't either. I'll ask Tom Homan about it this weekend. One Nicaraguan migrant showed a CIS, a DHS document titled Interim Notice Authorizing Parole, which grants him a renewable 1-year term to live legally inside the country. Amnesty's back. Thank Joe Biden. He didn't even need to pass it by law. Joe Biden, I guess, just waved his magic wand. Now we've got hundreds of thousands of people coming into the country getting de facto amnesty. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. It is Good Friday, happy Easter. I will not see you on Sunday. I will see you on Monday. We will be back with the show. Just a few asks, please. Subscribe to my Rumble account, rumble.com/Bongino. I would really appreciate it. It is free. It is the video version of our show. We are trying to escape from the big tech disaster and start our own thing, and it's been going quite well. And secondly, May 24th, my new radio show starts on radio stations around the country. If you want to hear it on yours, contact your radio station, tweet to them, parlay to them, call them, email them, tell them you want to hear the Dan Bongino Show. We'd really appreciate it. Mean a lot to us. Have a great weekend. See you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard Dan Bongino.